Good morning. How's everyone doing? Who of you are busy? Who's busy today? Got a lot of things going on. You're always busy. Hey, look at this. What are you always busy with? What's going on? Something always happening, huh?
Fair.
Fair, yeah, the fair is going on. You gotta take care of the animals. You gotta feed the animals. You gotta make sure they're not too hot. You don't have to worry about them being cold, though. But you gotta make sure they're not too hot. So a lot of things to do. Always busy, always busy, always busy. Sounds just like Martha, doesn't it? Well, Martha has invited Jesus into her house, and then Martha got really busy. What was Martha doing? She was cooking. That's what a hostess does. When a hostess invites someone to her home, your mom and your grandmother does the same thing. When they invite someone to their home, they're busy cooking. But what does her sister Mary do? Owen? She sits down quietly at Jesus' feet, and she does something very valuable. She does something very, very important. Mary isn't busy, but she is busy. But what's Mary doing? Hey, Owen's got all the answers here. Someone else has got to pipe in. What is it, Owen? What was Mary doing?
Listening to Jesus.
Listening to Jesus. Yeah, that's always the temptation we have when we come to church. Even all of you. You have many things going on, many things that you're worried about, like your animals. Many things are bothering you, and you bring all of this into church, and you're sitting here in the pew, and you're thinking, your mind is busy, busy, busy. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? That's Martha. But we should be like Mary, shouldn't we? And what does Mary do? She quietly sits at Jesus' feet, and what does she hear? What does she hear?
Jesus talking.
Jesus speaking. That's right. And what does Jesus speak? What do you think, Easton? What does Jesus say?
The gospel.
He speaks the gospel. Mary, as Jesus said, she's listening to the one thing that is needful, and it will not be taken away from her. Just as with all of you and everyone looking at us now, they should be doing the very same thing that we're doing, listening. And when we listen to the gospel, Jesus promises to take all those anxieties away, all of those troubles away, and he promises to give us something much more valuable, the message, the word. And what is the word? What is the word that he gives to us?
Bible.
He gives you the Bible, yes, and when we read the Bible, what do we hear? We hear God's word, and in God's word, he tells us that Jesus has come to die on the cross, and to take away all of your sins. And we also hear, just as Mary was hearing, that her sin is forgiven. Martha didn't necessarily hear that. She was busy. Martha was busy. A lot of things going on. And when we're sitting in the pew and a lot of things going on, we miss it. We miss hearing the one thing that is needed. Hearing that our sin is forgiven. Hearing about Jesus. And this is why Satan comes to us, especially in this place, and he interrupts us. He makes us anxious about many things so that we will not listen to Jesus. We have to do this. We have to do this and listen to Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Vince. Very good. Very good. Very good. With that, let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and let's listen to Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask that you come to us now and speak your words of forgiveness, your words of truth, your words of peace, your words of life. Help us, O Lord, to resist the temptations of Satan, of the evil one, to make our minds busy just as Martha was busy and worried and anxious. Remove those thoughts, O Lord, so that we will hear your word, hear how much you love us, how you have died for us, and how you, Lord Jesus, have taken away all of our sins. And all the children said,
Amen.
Not sure they heard you.
Amen.